Just take us back to that day you were diving, Jeff. Can you tell us what happened?
Okay. I had one other diver on the boat. We were in very shallow water just off of Woodman's Point in Coburn Sound. We put the anchor down amongst other boats which were diving for crabs, which all had flags up. We put our flag up 3 metres above the boat. We jumped over the side. We had large, bright orange floats with dive flags on them. And that's what we swim with about 4 metres of rope. Now, we dive for crabs. You come up, you put the crab in the catch bag on the float. Well, after probably about half an hour in the water, I look to one side and there's a boat approaching me at high speed. I had just enough time to get my head and back out of the way, and it did some serious damage to my arm and leg. It also cleaned up my float and tore that apart, which had the flag on it. The weather was absolutely beautiful. It was flat calm, no wind, and there was no reason not to see the flag.
My goodness. That moment, that the propeller has struck you.
Yep.
What did you do once that happened? Were you able to easily get out of the water, and how bad were your injuries?
My right arm from the elbow to the hand was chopped 4 times. It took off 3 fingers, which I managed to put 2 back on. It shattered all the bones in the hand. It shattered the bone in the upper forearm, which they've plated. The leg, it severed the leg and the bone, so that was hanging off. It didn't do the artery, so they managed to pin it from the knee to the waist, and just skin grafts and trying to repair the muscle inside the leg.
Extensive injuries. What happened? Did the people on the boat realise they'd hit you?
It was amazing, absolutely amazing. The people on the boat stopped as soon as they hit me because it was a large thud. I looked at my arm and said, I need help. They came back. I managed with one hand and one leg to get myself halfway up the ladder and just hung on there. A diver nearby, who happens to be a fireman, came straight over, realizing what had happened, and comforted me. A commercial boat was going past, the flag down. They got me onto the Marlin board of that. By the time meanwhile, the fireman's just trying to keep me awake, keeping me talking. Within a few minutes, there was two rescue boats and 2 police boats there. The rescue boat had just completed a course in propeller and sharp bites and what to do, and they had extra safety equipment on board, and they put a tourniquet on and took me into the boat ramp. I owe my life to him.
How many operations have you had?
6.
And is that it? Are you hoping to be able to come home soon? Minus one finger.
I'm due to come home in about a week's time. My hand will take about 3 months for the bones to heal. Then I go back into hospital, have one of the plates taken out and the rods through my fingers taken out, and I should get some movement. They're very limited in my wrist and my fingers.
I just want to speak more broadly about safety on the water, because you had a dive flag up, and I understand there are rules around that when you are diving, you put a flag up and it means boats need to be 50 metres away. And I just wonder if you can talk more broadly, Jeff, about boat safety, you know, boats versus divers, and if there are concerns that you have.
I've been diving for 45 years, and with a lot of other divers, we all have the same problem every time we go out. Boats do not abide by the rules. I've contacted the Department of Transport several times to report people, you know, basically running over my float or coming within metres of me when the flag's up. And I've always been told they can't do anything about it unless I prosecute the person. Getting a boat skipper's ticket is just so simple, and people just don't listen. They don't remember what they've done in the course a day later.
Well, I want to ask people, if they've got a skipper's ticket, how easy was it to get, or did you find it difficult? 1-300-222-720, and once you've got it and you're out on the water, what do you see? Do people follow the rules? What is too easy about that skipper's ticket, Jeff? I don't have one, so I don't know what the test looks like. What is it about that ticket and the ease of getting it that worries you?
Part of it is practical and part of it is theory. The theory is like multiple choice questions and simple questions like, you know, how far away do you have to stay away from a blue and white flag? Now, no one ever bails that course. If they get a question right, they're talked through it and told, yeah, what they're basically told what the correct answer is. The practical side of it is you hop in a dinghy, you go around in circles, you pull up against a jetty, and then you go out and then you pick up a buoy in the middle of the water. It's you've got someone helping you, talking you through it, and it's a 2-hour course. And people can go out and buy a $2 million 60-foot boat and do a 2-hour course, and they're expected to know what they're doing around reefs, around divers, around cray pots. It's just far too easy.
Yeah. What needs to change with it then? What changes would you like to see, Jeff?
We either need a more extensive course to educate people, or reminders, you know, a reminder course, every couple of years, yeah, you just got to...
little refresher courses.
Yep. I've got a dive flag hanging off the end of my bed. My grandson put that for me. And most people don't know what it is. Even boat owners weren't sure what it was. So obviously the system's not working